You're listening to Roundtable. The national holiday golden week is gonna start tomorrow!
Yay!
Yay! I am so happy. I can't wait to just sleep in. Not travel for me, not for tomorrow. But anyhow, many of our listeners who are a lot more active and cooler than I am, they're going to be traveling.
Stop it. You're cool. Stop it.
Thank you.
You know, yes. Beijing slouch on the sofa might be a good option.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to do so. And our listeners are probably not going to be slouching as they will be traveling and staying in hotels. However, hotels are not as clean as you think. You might assume the greatest germ hygiene risk is in the hotel bathrooms, but reports have actually shown that most are just as clean as your toilet at home.
Oh, ooh.
Gross.
So the toilet in your home is gross?
No.
Sorry, I said too much. So what are the biggest hidden hygiene problems in a hotel, and how should us travelers deal with it? I think this topic, we should just leave it to Yu Yang, because she is a wonderful person. She loves things clean. She's a germaphobe. How do you tackle this issue?
What are the problems? How do you travel?
What's the topic here?
I'm sorry, we had to pick it for you.
I think the author must have the similar hygiene consciousness with me, and it bothers me a little bit when I'm going through the list. Okay, we'll start with the bedspreads. You know, it's one of my concerns that the bedspreads in the hotels are not often washed for weeks or even months.
Really? And
the test shows that some bedspreads have found a multitude of nasties, including fungi, the bacteria, dust, dust mites, and insect parts.
No! No!
Yeah, it bothers everyone, right?
Yeah, but these sheets are usually so white. Unless, you know, you go to a cheap hotel like I once did, because I didn't have a lot of money, and there was, in that location, there was only one hotel I can pick. And I remember the sheets were a little bit yellow, but I was in a city that was had a lot of rain. So I thought, oh, maybe that's like a weather thing. And I remember when I had to lie in bed, I felt so uncomfortable. I was wearing long sleeves, but I can't cover my face up. So I decided that I only use these sheets to cover up to my neck. So make sure that my neck and my face would not get any contact to that dirty, dirty duvet. And guess what? I slept like a dead person in a coffin. That's how that dead person, may he or she rest in peace, lies in a coffin. Anyway, what an experience. But that's the kind of disgusting thing you might get in a hotel. Yes, the bed sheets. Anything that disgusts you, Ryan, that we should let our listeners know to try to avoid?
Well, apparently after you just talked about my toilet situation, nothing disgusts me. No, my bathroom's clean, folks. Okay, make no mistake. But
I'm sure.
I can understand Yu Yang's concern about the bed sheets. I'm right there with her. I'm not going to go into great detail, but things happen on beds, folks. Lots of things. Lots and lots and lots of things. Pretty much anything you can think of, from eating to whatever happens on a bed, folks. Sometimes two things together happen. It's just crazy. So I want those sheets clean. And in which case, after reading this, I'm bringing my own sheets. I'll be that guy.
My solution is I take a shower immediately after I get up, before I put on my own clothes.
That's a good solution. I like that too.
But you guys would be traveling with huge luggages. You know how heavy it's going to be? Why not bring your own towel, your own bed sheets, your own pillow?
Oh. But it's not easy for some of us to sleep like a dead person in their sheets.
And He Yang, on her first try, just managed to get perfection. It was not hard for me at all, because I was just thinking, I don't want this dirty thing on my face.
Talking about towels, there's something more gross.
There's more?
No.
Yes.
I can't take anymore.
Bathroom towels and hand towels are caught by some cameras for cleaning the toilets, shower floors, or even teacups with the same towels that guests used to use. Okay, you do better to rinse the glass and hot water for at least 2 minutes before you use it.
Yes, rinse those glasses, guys. The TV remote controllers can be the biggest offender. Don't forget that. And also, don't forget that we love you, and that's why we covered this topic. I hope you guys have a great vacation!
Yes!
Yes, and now you know the dirty things that you should try to clean or avoid, and that's a really good tip. And try not to sleep like a dead person, like Hui Yang had to do. And yes, that's for our listeners.
Have a clean.
Really good national holiday. Get some good rest and
love
explore you. The world. Have a lot of fun. That's it for today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. Bye-bye!